Blue Sky. Join Blue Sky Pest Control. How nice is a blue sky not with a swarm of insects, bark beetles, or bees? One of the things that they specialize in the middle of a conversation with urban wildlife specialist from Game and Fish Department, Darren Julian. If you smell, if you have a dog, you smell like a dog. it's been a while since I've taken my Arizona Game and Fish Safety course. I know you can't discharge a firearm within a quarter mile of a home or in city limits. Darren, could I walk around with a spear and, you know, maybe just hold it and let it run into it like the Indians used to do with bears?
Only with for javelina, only if you have a javelina tag. They are okay. A game animal.
Good to know. So what for someone like Joyce, could she call Game and Fish for trapping, or you just it's something you just learn to live with because it's an animal in our environment?
Well, because they are a big game animal, we're kind of a little hesitant to come in and start doing removal. But the thing of it is, and a lot of times people don't understand, is when we do come in, these animals have crossed the threshold and have now become a public health or safety threat. Problem is you can't take a problem animal like that and put it somewhere else, because more than anything, we're just displacing our problem. We'll deal with it somewhere else. For these problem animals, in all likelihood, they're going to be euthanized. But there are a lot of things that she can do to help deter them, and in the best case scenario, a neighborhood or a community working together is the best thing. You know, kind of the rule of thumb is to increase the risk for those animals being there and reduce the reward, and almost always that reward is a food source. Simple things like spraying them with diluted household ammonia, 10% solution, using one of these, you know, super soaker type squirt guns. Some of these models shoot 30, 40 feet. You don't even have to get that close to them, nail them with that diluted ammonia and walk away. You're trying to condition those animals to either associate the location or associate people with this negative experience, and then they're going to start avoiding people again.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. In addition to javelinas, there's a lot of other critters and big game animals that we deal with in Arizona. Game and Fish, though, it's if somebody runs into one of these animals, especially big game, and they call them. I mean, we saw a great example last week of their efforts to relocate the bear that wandered into Mesa and bring it up north. It's you know, they don't have to worry about, you know, euthanize is always the last option with Game and Fish. We always want to protect and preserve the animals first.
Right. We didn't. We don't. All the biologists and wildlife managers work for the agency. Didn't get into this job to be out there killing animals. So we don't like doing that either.
And what's the hotline for wildlife?
Well, there's a couple ways you can do it. For urban wildlife, for nuisance-type animals, you can look to our website. If you can just Google Living with Wildlife AZ, that should be the top thing that comes up, or www.azgfd.gov/urban-wildlife, or call our main number, 602-942-3000, and they'll route your call to the right person.
Darren, appreciate your time this morning.
All right, thanks, Romy.
Yes, sir. That's Darren Julian, again, urban wildlife specialist from Arizona Game and Fish Department. And we've been joined the last 2 hours with Curtis and Cody from Blue Sky Pest Control. Y'all give yourself an introduction again and a pat on the back. I think it's been a very educational and entertaining show, and I am looking forward to seeing the rest of that bee waggle, because I've only got enough coordinates, Cody, to get to Payson. You got to get me the rest of the way to Heber with your bee waggle.
Yeah, I'll waggle it. But once we're off the air, I'll do the waggle for you. So we've had a good time today. We appreciate it.
We've enjoyed being here. I wanted to wish my wife Happy Mother's Day. I know her and my daughters are listening in, so...
See, you got to take that lead first,
yeah.
But Cody got you straight. You learn it from Cody.
And apparently,
my wife had a birthday last week, so
you know what? Let me show that I too can learn. Happy birthday, sweet Jennifer, as she's known on air. She'll be back on next Saturday along with Rosie. Happy Mother's Day to my wife Amanda and my mother-in-law Meemaw and my grandma Baby Kay, my grandma Mimi, and I think that's the rest of the women on the mother's side. Yep, I got them all.
Well, apparently I said happy birthday. Curtis's wife said that I said happy birthday to all the women in my life on air instead of happy Mother's Day. But happy Mother's Day to them, and happy birthday to my sister-in-law Lindsay.
Somebody's just completely bugged out of their mind and tired of dealing with pests. They call y'all.
Yeah, call us and send in your bugs, and I'll ID them for you.
And how do they do that?
480-635-8492.
Outstanding. You can always find them under extermination and pest control in the categories at rosieonthehouse.com. That's R-O-S-I-E on thehouse.com. We'll be talking about electric bills next week, so get them out. Find your old one. be ready to talk about load calculations and where your heating and cooling costs are spent. That's all right here at Rosie on the House next Saturday morning, Arizona Saturday morning tradition.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.